الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, one of the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is an extremely important du'a. Every du'a is extremely important. But obviously if a du'a is related to the protection and preservation of iman, then that goes to the very foundation of everything. So the importance of that would be so much more. So this du'a, like all the other du'as, very concise. And these du'as, we should be making an effort to learn them, make these du'as consciously. So this du'a is relating to our iman itself. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. Ya Allah, make iman beloved to us. So now iman becomes beloved. So when the iman becomes beloved, a person will then fulfill what the dictates of iman are, because it's beloved to him. So it's not just that iman will become beloved to him and that's it, but the entire dictates of iman will also become likewise beloved. But then together with that, we are taught to say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is ta'aleem, teaching us, وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Allah, adorn it in our hearts. So one is sometimes something is beloved, meaning person likes it mentally, but he is not inclined to it. Person takes medication, sometimes that medication, he is not inclined to take it. He is not feeling happy to take it as such. But despite the fact that he is not happy about the medication itself sometimes, or he is not feeling inclined to it, but because of the end result that is hoped out of it, that inshallah this will become a means of shifa. So for the end result he likes it. For the end result he is happy to take it. But that medication itself, he is not too inclined to it. So now that's the point here, that we are being taught that one is iman must become beloved, but then it must become adorned and attractive in our hearts. That it's not just that a person now is doing it for the sake of the end result, but in a kind of, in a grudging way. When it becomes adorned in his heart, then he will do it wholeheartedly. Then he will do it willingly. He'll do it happily. And let alone the end result, he will love the very actions of iman itself. So now when iman becomes beloved to him, and the dictates of iman become beloved to him, and it becomes adorned in his heart, so all the things that are amal of iman, salah will become beloved to him. And not just beloved to him, it will become qurratu ayni, ij'al qurratu ayni fi salah. It will become the coolness of his eyes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, arihna, arihna ya Bilal. Oh Bilal, call out the adhan and comfort us with the salah. That this is our comfort. And when a person has truly gained this taste of salah, when salah has become adorned in his heart, then at the time of some issue, something that's disturbing him, something that's perturbing him, some problem, some complication, then كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر بادر إلى الصلاة. Anything concerned him, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم would hasten towards salah. So likewise, any person whose salah has become adorned in his heart, he'll be any opportunity for salah, he'll be there. And anything that concerns him will turn to salah. And unfortunately, our situation becomes such that some problem has come, and it became more complicated, and we asking others also sometimes to make dua, but we didn't get the tawfiq of making 2 rakat Salatul Hajj also. And days have gone past, and we're very worried about it, and it's taken our sleep away, and we told others to make dua also, but we didn't make 2 rakat Salatul Hajj. Whereas this was the practice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anything would concern him, badara, he would hasten towards salah. So when will this happen? When salah is adorned in the heart, when there's an attraction to salah. Adornments have an attraction. So now when salah has become adorned in the heart, there'll be an attraction in it, and now the person will be drawn towards it. So now this is the dua we are being taught. So now when the person has, iman has been adorned in his heart, then the adornment of salah will be in his heart as well. The adornment of sadaqah will be in his heart. The adornment of tilawat will be in his heart. The adornment of zikr and tasbihat will be in his heart. The adornment of amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, that will be in his heart. And likewise all the other aspects of deen. Because when iman becomes beloved and adorned, it will bring along all this. Because this is what the dictates of iman are. So now this is the kalam of nubuwwat, that it wasn't confined to Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman, but this came alongside it. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Because this is the nature of insan. He likes some things for the end result only. And he grudgingly does it. So now that's not the way we want to be in our deen. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us this lesson, that ask Allah Ta'ala for the love of iman and for its adornment to come in the heart as well. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانَ. On the one side, Ya Allah, make iman beloved to us, adorn it in our hearts. At the same time, وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ. Ya Allah, make kufr detested to us. And especially in the times that we are going through, with all the fitnas that are abounding, the lines between iman and kufr are being deliberately, the attempt is being made to blur it. So that the person doesn't feel much difference, na'uzubillah, between the two. Not that it will be so blatant, but in so many ways, that's where it finally takes a person. So the whole strategy is, and the plot and the plan is, that when this line becomes somewhat blurred, then the hope is that it will be easy to pull people over. Person will cross over and not think anything about it, na'uzubillah. So now on the one side, to love iman, and to also detest kufr, that is a dictate of iman also. You will make dua for every kafir. Make dua of hidayat for every person. Allahumma hadinna sa jami'a. And as long as there's life in somebody, there's hope. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah has mentioned this in Fathul Bari under one hadith sharif, that yambaghi ayyud'a likulli hayyin bil hidayah. Every living person, whoever he might be, should make dua of hidayat for him. As long as there's life, Allah knows best when something may change, and when he may take a turn around and come into Islam and deen. But the mu'min must be very clear cut. He's got nothing blurred in his mind and heart and in his life about where the line is. Iman is totally distinct and kufr is on the opposite end. There's no way these things can be any kind of reconciling between iman and kufr, impossible, can never happen. It's either iman or it's kufr. So now this is being taught to us in this dua, وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ. Ya Allah, make kufr detested to us. وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. Now fusuq and isyan, both are used, both refer to sins, but it's sins of different categories. So now in this particular dua, it's at the top of it is kufr, the worst level, which is completely khuruj anil iman. Person is completely gone out of the fold of Islam and deen. And then under it are the kabair, the major sins. So now you're asking Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, make those kabair also detested to me. That I must detest sin. Now if supposing a person feels, but I am not feeling that detestation. So there's two levels of this. One is the mental detestation. The mental detestation that is necessary. That we detest it as sin. That this is what my Allah has forbidden. And then the higher level than that is that it becomes a natural detestation. Like a person is walking somewhere and suddenly his eyes fall upon some filth. He'll feel nauseous. That's human nature. That he'll feel nauseous. So likewise, when a person has built his iman to a level, then kufr and likewise sin will become detested. Then with time it will become detested on a natural level. And this is actually what is a nafsul mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. That nafs which has now graduated to that point where it has complete itminan on the shariat of Allah Ta'ala, on the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. And the ahkam, the umur al-shari'iyya have become umur al-tab'iyya. When a person is hungry, who is thirsty, who has to sit down and give him one bayan? That you see, you are hungry, you should therefore eat something. You are thirsty, what's to be done when you're thirsty? You need to go and drink something. And then now give him some targheeb and entice him and coax him. He doesn't need any targheeb. You stand in his way, he'll push you out. Because that hunger is gnawing at him. So when a person is hungry, thirsty, these are all natural in insan. He doesn't need any bayan, doesn't need any targheeb. He naturally moves to look for something to eat. Naturally moves to drink some water. When this nafs has become nafsul mutma'inna, it will be impossible that the person will be able to just remain idling around because now the azan is gone, it's salah time, and he's still casual. Like that hungry person goes towards food, the thirsty person goes towards water, this person of the nafsul mutma'inna will go towards what his amal are, what Allah has made compulsory. And just as that person who is a normal human being, he's not ill, he's not blind, he's a normal insan, and he sees some filth lying somewhere, some mess somewhere, it will make him feel nauseous, he'll want to just run away from there quickly. Sin will make him nauseous. When the nafs has become nafsul mutma'inna, under that is that nafsul lawwama, the nafs that's rebuking, that too is mashallah, Allah has praised that. La uqsimu biyawmil qiyamah. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. That nafs is rebuking him. He's enticed, he's tempted, but the nafs is rebuking him. How can you go and do this? What you learned in Etikam? What dua you were making? You went for Hajj, you made dua in Arafat, what dua you made? The month of Ramadan came, what you were asking Allah Ta'ala for? And now how can you go and do this? The nafs is rebuking him. MashaAllah, that nafs has now come away from nafs-e ammara bisu. Now it's come to nafse lawwama. That too, mashallah, is a far better situation than the one below it. But right at the top is this nafsul mutma'inna. There the person will start naturally detesting sin. There's an incident which has Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written or somewhere else. One pious person walked out of his house. And it just happened as he walked out of his house, his gaze just fell. Now he didn't know what he's coming upon. He just stepped out and his gaze just fell in some direction and somebody was committing a major sin there. Person was involved in zina. So it stuck him. He turned around and he came back into his house. Whatever he had left his house for some errand, he left all that aside and he turned around and came back and he started feeling ill. He came and lay down to regain his composure. And after a short while, he felt the urge to go and relieve himself. When he went to relieve himself, he was passing out blood. In other words, this had such an impact on him that it affected him in such a way that Allah knows best what impact happened internally, that instead of passing water, he was passing blood now. The impact of what his eyes just fell on by mistake. Now when a person has reached that stage of Nafsul Mutmainna, then just as he naturally disgusts dirt, filth, mess, that will become the situation in terms of sin as well. But that is a very high level. We have to try and make the effort to bring it at least on the level of Nafsul Lawwama, and to keep building that up also, because that also has its own Nafsul Lawwama of one level and Nafsul Lawwama of a far higher level. So that is the effort we have to continuously make. Someday Allah will take us on that also. So now we are asking in this dua, وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوكَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. So fusuq, the kabair, and under that, wal-isyan, the saghair. So in this dua, this is the shurahim, they made the distinction between these two. It's not synonymous, one is referring to, right on the top is kufr, under it the kabair, and under it the saghair. In other words, Ya Allah, even make the saghira sins dislike to us. There must be no inclination in our hearts for it. But if that inclination is there, the inclination is not sin. That's a very important aspect to always bear in mind. The inclination is not sin, but acting on that inclination is sin. But that inclination is there towards some wrong, and a person is suppressing it, that's called mujahada. And that's that mujahada, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. That mujahada has taken him closer to Allah Ta'ala. That mujahada to suppress that inclination towards haram and not act on that inclination, that mujahada brings greater noor in the heart than maybe the whole night of nawafil. That one glance that he was tempted to cast in the haram direction and he made the mujahada and he suppressed it will bring more noor than maybe 10 paras of tilawat also. Not that this is anything less, this is very great. But the mujahada to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala far surpasses the noor of nawafil. Because this is farz. To stay away from haram is farz. And to fulfill a nafil is nafil. It's a very great thing, but it's nafil. So the noor of farz will obviously be far beyond the noor of nafil. But now unfortunately, we take this very lightly. And don't think much about it, that there was an opportunity to gain this great noor. Oh, if a person made that amal, mashallah, but he doesn't think much about it, that this was Allah Ta'ala such a great tawfiq, that it was more noor that I was blessed with than all the nawafil that I made the whole night. And unfortunately, because of this lack of understanding, person will exert himself in nawafil, but not bother about the haram glances he's casting. Exert himself in nawafil, but still engage in other evils, without any care, without any concern, because he feels, well, I've done all this, I've done something, so this doesn't matter. Whereas this nawafil, mashallah, is excellent, should continue, but it can't equate this. And this is that mujahada that takes a person at high speed. So this is the dua that we should learn, try to remember this and make these duas, as mentioned one of the nights, or some one of the discussions, that especially in the nawafil, in the sajdas of our nawafil, that the sajda, as was discussed, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest a person gets to his Rabb is while he's in sajda. And therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, make an effort in dua in that sajda. So now we've learned these duas, even رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. Such a comprehensive dua, dua for iman, Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala. To make these duas in that sajda, the sajda of our nawafil. So this will become a very great benefit to us. And in the zamana where attacks are made directly on iman, we have to step up the dua for the protection of iman and the effort as well. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq inshaAllah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب من شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب من شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت